today for a three-day total of 14 under par, 196. Kenny, good playing today. Made a lot of birdies, but also made some great par saves in the back nine that kind of kept that round going. Can you talk about some of those?
Very much so. I came out hitting the ball nice today the first four or five holes, but my putter was a little off. I felt a little shaky over on the speed of the greens, and once I kind of calmed down, settled down, I rolled it nicely on the back nine and made some key par putts. Like I made a nice par putt on 15, the par three. I made a killer par putt on 17 when I ripped it by about 12 feet. And then I made a killer birdie on 16, probably made a 30-footer there when he's in there stony. All in all, it was a good day. I mean, I've hit it better. I just fought it out there, and it just felt like match play. You know, we kind of separated ourselves a little bit from the field, and he kept putting the pressure on. That man can chip. He's unreal. And he doesn't make many mistakes, so I'm going to have to really play good tomorrow to get ahead of him. He's a very controlled player, and he chipped in twice today. He holed it out of a bunker for eagle on 5, and he chipped in on 9, right of the green, which was unreal. So I need to hit a little bit better and make a few more birdies.
You mentioned match play situation. You know, you're 5 and 6 clear, respectively, of third place. You know, are you going into that mindset tomorrow when you play that it's you're really just focusing on Kirk?
Well, you need to focus in on this golf course because there's a lot of problems out there. We played in a pretty, you know, 20 mile an hour, 15 to 20 south wind today. The golf course plays hard with the south wind. And, you know, it'd be nice if I could go out there and shoot 4 or 5 under again like I've been doing. And he'll have to do the same to match us. But, you know, you look at Brant Jobe shoot 62. We don't need him to shoot another 62. He'd get right back in it. So, I don't know. If we get rain tonight and the golf course stays soft, it's going to be scoreable again. But I see a little fire getting in this golf course. I see it drying out. I see it getting firmer. I'm sure they're going to put the pins in some pretty incredible places tomorrow, so you got to play smart. It's going to be quite a challenge. I mean, to win a senior U.S. Open, you've got to really be on your game. And it's amazing to me. I'm 14 under, and I'm still behind after 3 rounds. So looking forward to it. It's going to be a tough day.
You've won a lot around the world, but going back to 2013 in Omaha, you were behind second place going into to that final day. What can you build off from that when you shot an unbelievable 63 in that final round?
Well, it just tells you can do it when your game's on and your mindset's correct. You know, good things can happen. And it's never that easy, though. I mean, that weekend, for whatever reason, it was easy. I mean, I shot 63, 64, I think, on the weekend to win the tournament, to catch Michael Allen and win that tournament. Most of the time, this job is work. It's a very tough job. It's full of a lot of ebb and flows out there. It's a mental game, and this golf course is probably one of the most mental courses you'll play. So I'm going to have to be tough mentally tomorrow, and don't give up. Just keep grinding.
Before we open up to questions, just want to run through your scorecard a little bit. Some of the lengths of the shots you had in and the putts. Your birdie on 5, the par 3, what club you had in there?
I hit a 5-iron, had 207. Hit a 5-iron about, 15 feet or 10 feet right there. Was able to knock that in and get me going. And then the next hole, I hit a 3-wood and a 3-wood into the right greenside bunker and blasted out to about a foot to make birdie there. And that was
bogeyed,
about it.
Bogeyed 7, but then made a nice long putt on 12.
Yes. That was I made an incredible save on 11, the par putt. I hit my first putt that I was 20 feet left, and it broke way a lot more than I thought. And I had about an 8-footer or 6-footer for par, and I was able to get that in. And then the birdie putt on 12, Kurt and I were on the same line. He had to putt first. And I saw the exact line. He left it just a little short, and I just gave it a little bit more, and it went right in from about 25 feet. I was right in the middle of the green there, so that was a nice long putt, and that kind of really freed up my stroke. That really got me going to where I was thinking I was going to make some putts.
And you had 14, the par 5?
I hit a good drive. The wind, that south wind, is dead in your face on that hole, and I pushed my three wood trying to hit a low draw, and ended up right at the greenside bunker, which was okay. It gave me plenty of green to work with, but I didn't hit too good a pitch. I probably hit it 10 feet below the hole, though, at least, and was able to curl that one in for birdie. That was a nice putt.
And you mentioned with Kirk in there close, you hit that bomb on 16.
Yeah, that was about 25 feet. I hit a sand wedge up there by the hole. I think it spun back a lot, back to where I was, and made about a 30-footer to kind of flip that hole. So that was a nice putt.
All right, let's open it up to questions. If you can raise your hand, the microphone come to you right here in front.
You just talked about 18. What happened on 18?
I was in between clubs. I had 181 yards, and the wind's blowing really hard right to left. And I should have played short of that hole. You know, I should have taken a 7-iron if it didn't carry the false front. You know, it's really not too bad down there to putt up. And I kind of lost my mental thought there for just a little bit. I outthought myself. I tried to take a 6-iron, take a little off of it. And when I take a little off of it, if my lower body outruns my upper body, I'll pull it, and I tugged it. And then you're just dead over there. I had nothing. It was in the hay, and that was a terrible lie. I knew I was going to struggle keeping it on the green, and I couldn't keep it on the green. I just hit it too hard. It came out too hard. So, but I made a nice fourth shot to make bogey. So that kept me right in there. That was nice.
Over here on the left.
Kenny, of course, anything can happen tomorrow, but it looks like it might be a match play event. Just in general, how do you usually perform in match play, and how do you feel about that kind of format?
Well, I did well in the Ryder Cup and President's Cup, so that's okay. That's about the only match play I've ever played, and then the world event on the tour. Actually, I didn't do very good in that one. You know, you just kind of forget about it. If I can just put it in the middle of the greens tomorrow and play my game, and he's going to play well. I know how he plays. I play a lot of golf with Kurt. He's a great player, and it may come down to like an 18, like it happened today. I mean, we may be battling tied coming in the last hole, and one you've just hit. You know, it's going to be close. I think it's going to be a deal where we'll both. I think we'll both make plenty of birdies, and we'll both have a good round tomorrow. But there may be one shot here or there that's going to probably turn the tide.
Let's go to Jeff here in the left aisle.
Kenny, you talk about how taxing this golf course is mentally. The fact that you've won a senior open, does that give you a little bit of an edge?
I think it helps. I mean, I'm not feeling like I have to, you know. This is a championship I always wanted to really win, this and this in the senior PGA. So, you know, this is our championship, and it's nice to have that trophy in my mantle at home that I look at a lot and see all those great names that are on that trophy. That's special. But it'd be nice to back it up, get a second one. So, I kind of agree with you. I'm not going to feel like I'm pressured into having to win this thing. So hopefully I can just stay loose and go play some good golf.
Over here in the right aisle.
Kenny, you've been 25 yards ahead of Kirk each drive, just where he's been so steady. How much pressure is that on you when his second is, if not on the green, it's close?
Well, it's a lot of pressure. I mean, I know he's not going to miss fairways or greens. And, you know, when you play a controlled player, I'd much rather in match play play a bomber, because when a bomber's off, you know, they make mistakes. But when you have a controlled player like that that never misses fairways and greens, he puts a lot of pressure on you. So I'm going to have to do something extraordinary tomorrow to beat this guy, because he's on. He's putting well. He's driving it well. His irons are good. He's chipping unreal. I'm just going to go out there and try to do what KP does. I love hitting the driver. It's probably the best club in my bag, and if I continue to hit it, I've hit it well all week. If I drive it again tomorrow, I'll have some chances to make some birdies.
The question's for Kenny. All right, Kenny Perry in the final group again. Best of luck.
Thank y'all.